97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, welcome back. 9:48 on 97.5 The Fanatic. A Wednesday night following a Sixers loss. And that has been the theme all season long when they've hit the road. Another Sixers loss. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Givens with you. Sixers fall tonight to 36-23. Now on the season, 9-21 away from Philadelphia after dropping their contest tonight to the Cleveland Cavaliers, 108-94. And we will go in the post with you until midnight. Josh Rabick is producing the show. We'll give you the numbers right now. You're sitting at home watching a game. Listen here on the Fanatic. However you took this one in, 610-632-0975. Before we get to anything with the box score, 108-94, Sixers fall tonight. We obviously have to start with Joel Embiid and the injury that he suffered early on in the game, getting hit on the shoulder, headed to the locker room, deemed a left shoulder sprain, came back to the bench, see him on the end of the bench, had his warm-up shirt on, and you could see the wrapping underneath the warm-up. You can see it was a little bulge in his left shoulder. Obviously, I'm guessing some ice that the training staff put on Joel Embiid, left shoulder, to take care of it right away. Did not return to the game. They have a back-to-back facing the Knicks tomorrow back here in Philadelphia. And I would be shocked if Embiid played tomorrow against the New York Knicks. Figure you give him a couple of days off, reevaluate things tomorrow when they get back here, give him an MRI, see what's going on with the shoulder as they check it out. Make a decision as to what is going to happen when they hit the road for the four-game road trip. So Joel Embiid already shorthanded tonight with Ben Simmons being out, as we knew before the game, with nerve impingement in his lower back, going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. This was the last thing the Sixers could afford going on the road tonight to face the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it doesn't just stop there, as we just pointed out. The Knicks tomorrow, four-game road trip after that on the West Coast. Their last win on the road was, it seems now, really like a long time ago. I think it was the New York Knicks, right? I think it was the Knicks game that they beat them to make themselves 8-14 on the road. No, maybe they have one more. Yeah, because they are now 9. Yeah, so, I mean, there was no way we would have thought that this was how the 76ers season would have turned out. No way whatsoever that this is what we thought would be for your basketball team. Dropping this one, 36-23, and just looking at where they are right now and how tough it is for them to come away with the victory on the road. It really is. The last one, pardon me, that they won was the Nets game. They beat the Knicks, then they beat the Nets in back-to-back situations on the road for the 76ers, and they have not won one since, losing to the Raptors, the Hawks, Celtics, Heat, Bucks, Bucks again, and tonight to the Cleveland Cavaliers, who you had no business losing to. And I understand that Joel Embiid left the game early after, you could see it. You saw when he tried to cross the paint, get that position, and Ante Zizic bumped into his arm. There you have it, right? There you have it. Sixers lose that first quarter 28-17. Not out of it, because this Cleveland Cavaliers team is not good. They're 17-41. The 76ers have taken care of business against them the last few contests that they've had against one another. They know how to beat this basketball team, of course. But on the road, where they struggle, minus Ben Simmons, for just 28-17. I mean, they were only able to get 17 points up in that first quarter, shooting 30% on 6 of 20 shooting, making one three-pointer, 1 of 10, losing on the glass 15-8 in that first quarter. 7 assists for the Cleveland Cavaliers, where they shot 54%. You could see it was doomed from the start. You had the belief that they could still come back because they were better and Embiid was available. And then he gets hurt. And then he's out of there. And they cannot find a way to get it done. So that's the big story. Joel Embiid out. We don't have any more information on his condition right now. Shoulder sprain. I'm sure they'll take a look at it further, see what he is going to be able to look like for the road trip. I suspect he will not play tomorrow against the New York Knicks back here in Philadelphia. This was not a good one, and now the story is starting to change, really starting to change for this basketball team. So let's give out the numbers once again. 610-632-0975. We're taking your thoughts on this game. I know it's really hard to sit there and want to talk about this one and express how you feel about this basketball team after losing this game to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Just another terrible loss by them, where you look at your roster still with Tobias Harris, Al Horford, and Josh Richardson specifically in your starting lineup, where you feel like even though you're without Ben Simmons, you already knew that at the start of the game, and Joel Embiid, who had to leave early, that you still have enough talent, better talent, to get the job done against this Cavaliers team, even though you are shorthanded. And that was not the case, because Tobias Harris, Al Horford, and Josh Richardson tonight combined to shoot 12 of 37, 35 for the 76ers. 12 of 35 and 4 of 14 from behind the three-point line. Tobias Harris, 11 points. Al Horford, 10 points. Josh Richardson, 9 points. Tobias Harris in 36 minutes and 27 seconds, 4 of 13, 1 of 4, 2 free throws, and that's what you got. Al Horford, 34 minutes even, 4 of 10, 2 of 5 from deep, 5 boards, 5 assists for his 10 points, that's what you got. And Josh Richardson, 32 minutes and 12 seconds, 4 of 12, 1 of 5 from deep, did give you 8 rebounds and 4 assists, but was only able to muster up 9 points for the basketball team. Shake Milton, starting in place of Ben Simmons, the lone bright spot, with 20 points on 8 of 14. Very efficient, 4 of 6 from deep, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. We asked for him to step up from his 7-point performance on Monday against the Atlanta Hawks. He did. Where were the others? Where was the 25 that we talked about from Tobias Harris? How do you only get up 13 shots on this basketball team when they needed you the most, early on when you knew Joel Embiid was not going to come back in the game, did not play at all after the first quarter, and you only muster up 12 shots, shooting 5 shots in the first quarter. So that means from the second quarter on, he shot 7 times. He was 2 of 4 in the second quarter. So 2 of 4 in the second quarter, 1 of 5. He was 3 of 9 and only shot the basketball 4 more times. 4 more times. The remainder of the game. That's it. That is it. And he played until the end. What was that? Tobias Harris. What was that? Al Horford back in the starting lineup. 4 of 10? You can't work on that low block. You are the only low post player now for this basketball team. And if you were worried and upset about your role before tonight's game, and even before you were benched against the Los Angeles Clippers before the All-Star break, this was an opportunity tonight for you to seize the moment that you were in and have the play calls called for you, because you see that you're showing that you have some sort of rhythm going for the basketball team where you continue to be fed as the hot hand, and that did not happen. Josh Richardson, that we've seen take over for the Miami Heat in as the guy when injuries were mounting at the time as a member of the Heat, 32 minutes and 12 seconds. You have the ball in your hands a lot. 4 of 12 is what we get. and 1 of 5 from deep. I appreciate the 8 rebounds, you crashing the glass, the 4 assists and trying to run the offense, but my goodness, take over. Because someone needed to, they trailed the entire game. No lead changes all night in this contest. The Cavaliers were up by 20 points, the biggest lead on the evening, and the 76ers could only get as close as 5 later on in the game as things progress. They just lost to a 17-41 team. Without their two best players, the Sixers, of course, and Embiid and Simmons, but you had more than enough time to get things going to find your way into another W and not another L. At the half, 55-44, down 11. After 3 quarters, 77-68, down 9. And at the end of the game, of course, 108-94, the 76ers dropped their 23rd loss of the season, their 21st on the road, and another loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers here tonight. Just a terrible, terrible loss here again. And you lose your best player in Joel Embiid. So, 610-632-0975. Give us a call. React to the game tonight. React to Joel Embiid leaving the game as well with the left shoulder sprain. You were already without Ben Simmons. What happened to everyone else? Once again, Harris finished with 11. Horford, 10. Josh Richardson contributed 9 points for the Philadelphia 76ers. So you were able to get 30 between the three. 30 between the three of these guys. 12 of 35. Love it. We're broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Givens in the post with you until midnight. Josh Rabick producing the show, already doing a much better job than Josh Richardson for the Philadelphia 76ers. 610-632-0975. So we clearly have the best Josh tonight here with us. We'll take your phone calls. 610-632-0975. Let's start things off in the post in Southampton with Joe here on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joe? Yo, Joe. All right, we'll put Joe on hold and see if Joe is available to us. We'll put Joe back on hold and see if Josh can clear things up with Joe. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Scott in South Jersey on the Fanatic. What's up, Scott? All right. Let's see what we got here. I can't hear Scott either, so we'll put Scott on hold and we'll come back to Joe in a second. And let's go back to Joe, see if we got it all cleared up. Joe, you good?
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. I got you now. Thanks, man.
Okay, good evening, Devon.
How you
doing?
Well,
Devon, what should we do for the 4-game series? Should we just throw in the towel there? This sounds like both of them are going to be out for a significant time.
Well, I would keep Ben out for as long as he needs to be out because that back is a tough thing, an issue that, of course, is a really, really big problem. So I would make sure I protect him, see where it goes from there. And B, we'll reevaluate things hopefully sooner rather than later to see where he is. But you're right. Both guys out with some one significant one for Ben. We don't know how significant for Embiid, but if they're both down for a while, Joe, this did not give me any confidence that they can go and win tomorrow or anywhere else.
That's right. Well, it's sad. You know, you pour your heart and soul out to root for him, and this is what you get. It's one problem or another with this team. And when Dellavedova and Love are scoring and Tobias is throwing bricks up, that's sad. That is really damn sad.
Listen, I understand how frustrated you are.
Well, I don't think the trouble is, Devon, I don't think they care. I don't think it's you know, like I said, it just seems like they don't give a damn from top of the organization right down to the ball boy.
The ball boys care. I appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for the call, man. Those are some good guys, do some hard work down there at the center. So I know they care. And right now, I just simply can't explain outside of they just maybe aren't good enough. Harris, Horford, and Richardson. Maybe we asked too much and thought too much of what they would be able to do for this basketball team. And we're not getting anything from these guys. And when we just talked about it before the game, right? Didn't we just talk about it? We just talked about how Tobias Harris needs to be more assertive and stronger and have more impact with his scoring. And he goes out there and gives you 11 points. Who's not left off the hook, of course, will be Brett Brown, because you're going to look at Brett Brown and say, guy, let's go. I'm going to call these plays. We're going to run them this way. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Couldn't press enough buttons to get these. This is not Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons that are ignoring the coach. 610-632-0975. Scott in Jersey, thanks so much, man. You're next in the post.
Yo, how you doing tonight, Devon?
I'm all right, man.
All right, it's better than me.
Yeah, well, how are you doing?
I feel like I took a wiffle ball bat to the groin right now.
Man.
Wiffle ball bat to the groin. I was actually very intrigued when Joel Embiid went out. It was a chance for two people, Devon. It was a chance for Brett Brown to show that he could coach up a win against a lottery team. And it was a chance for Tobias Harris to show that he could be the number one scorer on a team that can beat a lottery team. And both of them completely failed that test tonight.
Awful. Awful, and you're right. Against a team that should not be able to compete with you on the floor. Yes, they may be prideful. They just had a nice win against the Miami Heat on Monday. So they might have been feeling themselves, Scott. But guess what? You needed this one more than they did. And they showed that they wanted it more than you. And that's why they came away with the victory. They gave better effort. They had guys who came out there and looking to really assert themselves tonight. And you couldn't even get to the free throw line. Only 9 of 14 from the free throw line tonight, Scott. Where's the aggression going to the basket, making them pay when you know you have to go a different way? Maybe they just don't have it.
Devon, I would have had more respect for Tobias Harris if he shot 4 of 25 from the field.
Totally agree.
As opposed to 4 of 13. I think it was second quarter, there was a possession, and the whole team cleared out for Tobias Harris. And twice he tried to pass out to someone else as the shot clock was running down under 10 seconds. Everyone cleared out for him to drive at the top of the key, and he didn't want no parts of it.
No, and you know what's crazy, Scott? Because watching him long enough now, just around the league, and now paying much more attention to him since he's been here in Philadelphia since last season at the trade deadline, now over a year, that it's almost as if I know what he's about to do. I know what he's about to do. He's about to stand, as you say, clear out, top of the key, right wing, wherever it might be. He's going to size you up between his legs, left, right, and stutter step, go, and try to, you know, of course, get the body into you. And while it is effective and gets you 19 points a night, as you just pointed out, I needed more than 13 shot attempts from Tobias Harris. Give me 25, give me 30. Squeeze all of it out tonight because they needed it. And maybe, just maybe, you might shoot a good percentage. Scott, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Tobias Harris really let this basketball team down tonight by not being more aggressive on the floor, knowing that Embiid was out since the first quarter. You needed something from him. He did not deliver for you. And this is just another despicable performance from this basketball team, as they maybe are on par without Embiid and Simmons as this lottery team that Scott just pointed out, the Cleveland Cavaliers. 610-632-0975. Maybe we just simply fooled ourselves into thinking that they were better than they are. And I know we're talking about evaluating them with their two best players in Simmons and Embiid not being out there. But my goodness, Shake Milton found a way to get 20. Where was everybody else getting their 20? Where were they? The Cleveland Cavaliers were led by Colin Sexton, 28 points. He can't shoot. 9 of 16 from the field. 2 of 3 from deep, got to the free throw line 9 times, finishing 8 of 9 from the free throw line in 35 minutes and 30 seconds. Very efficient. Not a shooter. Confident enough to do so, though. Once again, squeezing off 16 shots tonight for the six for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Tristan Thompson shot 15 times. Not a scorer at all. At all. And those two were the game-high shooters between the Sixers and the Cavaliers. Thompson and Sexton, two non-shooters. Colin Sexton can score a little bit, driving to the basket, a little floater, teardrop, some jumpers from time to time. We can see him getting rolling. He has skill. 28 points a game high for Colin Sexton tonight. 14 for Tristan Thompson, Kevin Love, and Larry Nance Jr., both 13 apiece, with 12 contributed to Darius Garland and Matthew Dellavedova. Furkan Korkmaz, 14 points off the bench. Alec Burks, 13 points off the bench. Those two guys, 10 of 24. 4 of 11 from deep for Furkan Korkmaz on the night. 27 points from those two guys off the bench for the Philadelphia 76ers. And once again, those two giving you 27. Your three main guys without Simmons and Embiid, Harris, Horford, and Richardson combined for 30 on this night. 610-632-0975 in the post with Joey in South Philly. What's up, Joe?
Devine, how's it going, my man?
It's going.
Listen, just to touch on your point real quick. Now, you just mentioned Sexton and Thompson both scoring, having good offensive scoring games, and neither one of them can score the basketball. Now, that just goes to show that this team has zero defense, and isn't that the exact reason why we gave up J.J. Redick, was to improve this team's defense?
Yeah, you bring in Al Horford for his defensive presence and obviously to fill in for Embiid when he's not available to give you something offensively also, and you got neither tonight.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm dating back to getting rid of Redick, getting rid of Jimmy Butler last year for what? I mean, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid are out this game, and like previous caller mentioned, this was Brett Brown's time to shine, to show that he can coach this team to win a game against a 17-win team. And he came up short. And I think this team, actually, I know this team's biggest problem is Brett Brown, along with this team has a lack of identity. They don't know who they are. They don't know who to turn to, even when Embiid and Simmons are on the floor, because they're hot and cold. I think this team has a deep issue that none of us really want to look at. And I'm borderline saying, I want to say that the process is failing before our eyes.
Well, the process has been over for a long time now, Joe. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. It's failing right before your eyes. And as you say that, with it failing right before your eyes, your two stars, they're all stars. They're very good, but you're supposed to have more, certainly from the rebuild, that era that went on. You should have more young players. You should have a better constructed team. And that could be pointed at a lot of different people, dating back to Hinkie, to Colangelo, and now Brand. Yeah, and he's now on the road trip with he went on this road trip with them. This is just a mess. 610-632-0975, and I don't like it. I do not like it at all. They had 36-22, half a game and a half up on the Indiana Pacers. The Miami Heat, who did in fact play tonight, they were playing the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Minnesota has now won the game, so they got help from the Timberwolves beating the Miami Heat 129-126. So the Sixers are still only a half a game behind the Miami Heat after they lose to the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. So you get some help there. But even if you go on the come back home tomorrow and you beat the New York Knicks, great. And you move up in the standings, maybe tied with the Miami Heat if they are idle tomorrow. Then you go on that four-game road trip, unknown right now about the status of Joel Embiid. The fact that you do not win on the road, 9-21 away from the center. Right now, we're just going to say they're going to lose all four because I don't have any confidence that they're going to win any of those games. Kings, Warriors, also because they can't win on the road. It's absurd. And B goes out, and you cannot find a way with Harris, Horford, and Richardson to win the game. Hey, maybe it's on us because we sat there and believed that they were better than they actually were. 610-632-0975. Your thoughts on what you saw tonight from the Philadelphia 76ers in this game against the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are now 17-41 after taking down your basketball team 108-94. Sixers were led by, let's give some praise to Shake Milton tonight, 20 points from Shake, another start for him, 8-14 from the field, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 37 minutes and 10 seconds, a team high in minutes played on the floor. Good performance from him. He took the 14. That was a team high. Can finish with 20. Gave them whatever he was supposed to give. I'm not going to get mad because Shake didn't have 40. 30 points between Harris Horford and Richardson tonight in Cleveland Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Roy in New Hampshire next. What's up, Roy?
Hey, my man, Devon. Hey, man. You know what? This is the most disappointing loss of the season. Because in my mind, looking at the way the roster's constructed, the Sixers have enough talent that they should have beat the Cleveland Cavaliers without Embiid.
Yep.
Even without Embiid and Simmons. Now, I mean, like, if they tune the coach out now in meaningless games, we're not going to win the first round of the playoff series. We're not going to win the first round. We're not going to get out of the first round. I got one question for you, and I know he was sick and he wasn't at the game, but the player we need right now is Norvell Pell because he could key the defense, and we need him to get healthy because you don't know how long Embiid is going to be out, but you need that defensive presence. And Pell brings that defensive presence. So.
Well, I mean, he's not going to be the savior, Mike.
No, but you need that.
I mean, and the defense that you're talking about is the shot blocking, protecting the paint, the weak side shot blocking. But that's what, know what? While he might be able to help, that was supposed to be Al Horford when Embiid is not available. And Al Horford had 3 quarters to do what he was supposed to do. And yes, he was out there on Kevin Love. And you know Kevin Love does not play a lot of time on the low block. He is out there on the perimeter. But he was also on Tristan Thompson, who was very active with 6 offensive rebounds, like he does. That's what he does, right? 7 defensive rebounds with 13, 14, and 13 on the night. And you got to bang with that guy. And you can give Kyle Quinn a couple minutes, who played okay, 6 points and 2 of 5 from the floor and all of that, a couple block shots, 4 block shots in that little bit of time. Great. Fantastic. You got nothing from Mike Scott, right? Al Horford is your main center at this point, and I need the defense and the offense. That's what it's called for when I bring you in to be the backup and to help when Embiid is not healthy.
Where are we going to get some leadership on this team, man?
There is no leadership. There is none.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Devon. You're right. Thanks a lot, man.
You got it, Mike. Appreciate it. There is no issue. I mean, there is no leadership on this team, and that is an issue for the Philadelphia 76ers. I look at it and say Josh Richardson is the one that's more vocal. He's the one that can go out there and kind of rile the guys up, that you know, get it into them a little bit and kind of pump them up, because Harris and Horford do it in a different way, albeit leaders. They do it in a quiet, lead by example type of way, and that works. And that really works sometimes. This team needs something. They need something. And right now, they simply do not have it. How is this team 36-23? How? How do we not see this? Even when the guys are out there, Simmons and Embiid, and now with Simmons and Embiid out, we don't know how long. Embiid is not playing tomorrow. Let's just put that out there. He's not playing tomorrow with that shoulder. Even if he's clear, I wouldn't even want him to play tomorrow. Save him for that 4-game trip. Give him a couple of days off. They don't play again until Sunday in L.A. Give him a few days off. Just a few days off. Because all they're going to do is call for those plays that need to be called. He's going to go in a low block, and they got to continue to bang. Give him a couple of days off and see where they go from there. 610-632-0975 in the post until midnight. Sixers fall, 108-94. Let's continue on the phones. Chris in Williamstown next on the Fanatic. Hey, Chris.
Devon, you know, this is a hard loss to take. I mean, as all the other callers said, this was a lottery team. We shouldn't have no right to lose against, albeit without Ben Simmons first off, and then Joel Embiid to go down. But, you know, as the callers have all pointed out, you got 2 guys on this team that are $100 million plus players, and they're not playing like to what their contracts are playing, standing up to. You know, when I have just to hang my hat on Al Horford just hitting a three-pointer tonight instead of going 0-4, that tells you all you need to know about this team. You know, and you were talking about it earlier about how, you know, Brett Brown came out, he had a plan. But you got to have a backup plan when your plan A doesn't go right. And Brett Brown doesn't seem like he ever has a plan B or C when B, A and B go wrong. You know, that's something that coaches around the league know. You got to have multiple things to go to. You know, that's in any sport. If A doesn't work, B, you know, or C will never fail. But Brett Brown doesn't have anything past B. And you know what? That's troubling for me, especially against a lottery team like the Cleveland Cavaliers with Tristan Thompson, who's a Kardashian X, or I don't, you know, anyway, you get my point. Like, this is just an indicting loss on the whole team. And Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid didn't have to play, and it's an indictment on this whole team. Because when those two are on the floor and you have this kind of performance, like, you know, there's no I in team, but man, you put those two together and you might as well have an eye in the team. Because just like with the Eagles and DeSean Jackson going down and them never being the same, this team, when they don't have those two guys, hey, I'll say it this way. Add Matisse Thybulle to that team last year and we go past game 7 with Toronto.
Well, I mean, right now he's not giving you anything either, and I'm not expecting a lot of scoring-wise from him. Thanks for the call. 610-632-0975, 14 minutes and 35 seconds, 2 of 5 from the field for Matisse Thybulle. Those are two layups for his 4 points this evening, 2 steals as well on the night with the 1 rebound, 1 assist. So there's a lot to point to with this squad. There are a lot of questions to the squad that were already there, and now there are even more. Now there are even more questions that we don't necessarily have answers to, that we're only going to guess to what those issues are with the Philadelphia 76ers. And we can start certainly with the injuries, because they are right in front of us with Simmons and now Embiid. Man, when it rains, it pours. And this is not a good time for this basketball team to be taking these L's the way they are with 23 games remaining on the season, trying to position yourself to a better seed in the Eastern Conference, trying to get some camaraderie and some chemistry going, right? The familiarity with everyone where you felt you had everyone back for the stretch run to really make a push to elevate yourself in the Eastern Conference standings. And yes, you can get help from others, but it's not about leaning on those others to hope things happen around the NBA to lose for those opponents like the Miami Heat to fall, the Boston Celtics to take their L, and so on and so forth. You're getting the help, yes, Minnesota. So right now you're going to be in an okay spot where you're still a half a game behind the Miami Heat because you got some assistance from the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight, but you shouldn't have to rely on those other teams like the Utah Jazz, who are going to take on the Boston Celtics tonight at 10:30. You shouldn't have to rely on them. You should be right in the mix with these teams. And even when you have these injuries, we've seen where Kyle Lowry and Serge Ibaka are out at the same time, or Norman Powell and Pascal Siakam are injured at the same time, but you still have guys that step up in their absence and perform the way they do. Kemba Walker's down. You got Tatum and Brown to do their work along with Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward is out with Kemba Walker. You still have those two in Brown and Tatum to do their work as well to pick up the slack. And then the guys who are now Marcus Smart and Brad Wanamaker come in, and a host of others step in to do. Look at the Indiana Pacers. Victor Oladipo down all year. What happens? They emerge as two all-stars emerge in Sabonis and Brogdon. And while Brogdon didn't make it, you know what I mean. He was in the all-star conversation. He probably should have made it, but he got squeezed out. Of course, it's a numbers thing. It happens. But he's playing at an all-star level. Tobias Harris, we talked about him being an all-star level player playing at that level. They needed it tonight. He took 13 shots for this basketball team in 36 minutes and 27 seconds. 13 shots. So if I'm going to get in on Ben Simmons in Orlando early in the season when they take on the Magic, minus Embiid, and he has 20 points but only takes 14, and I need him to take 25, you better believe we're going to get on Tobias Harris for the exact same thing when I needed him to squeeze off maybe 15 more. Forget about the Knicks tomorrow. I need you right now. 4 of 13 in 36 minutes and 27 seconds for his 11 points. Free throw attempts, 2. 610-632-0975. One open phone line since we've gotten underway right around 9:50 following Sixers postgame coverage with Brian Seltzer. So again, if the line was busy and you want to check in, 610-632-0975. Drew, Pat, Lance, Mike, Keith, and everybody else, we're going to run, take a quick break, let this again sink in, get mad a little bit more, and we'll come back and take your phone call. 610-632-0975. Josh Rabick producing the show. I'm Devon Givens. We're in the post until midnight here on The Fanatic.
The Fanatic.
Tobias Harris with 9. Harris, 3 of 12 in the game. Cleveland, 4-3, and that's good. They're going to win. They are up by 15 with 2:40 to go.
Up by as much as 20 in this game were the Cleveland Cavaliers. Welcome back to In the Post, 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you, Josh Rabick producing, you guys on the phones and on Twitter. I see we have a bunch of Twitter messages as well, so we will check in on those as we go throughout the show since we're running until midnight. A lot to discuss with this basketball team. And you know, I understand if people really just don't want to talk about this because you are extremely frustrated with what just happened with this squad. The big story, Joel Embiid out in the first quarter with a left shoulder sprain, trying to get some position on the low block on the right side of the paint, bumped into Ante Zizic, and he had a shoulder problem, went to the free throw line, missed both free throws after that, committed a personal foul, Furkan Korkmaz did, to allow Joel Embiid to walk off the floor, head to the locker room. He later returned to the bench with his shooting shirt on, his left shoulder wrapped, and you can see the wrapping a little bit, if you peeked at it, underneath the shirt. And eventually, Kevin Johnson came back out on the floor, whispered something into Joel Embiid's ear, and he got up off the bench and went back to the locker room. I have no idea what that was, but whatever was said to Joel Embiid by lead trainer, head trainer for the Philadelphia 76ers, who does a phenomenal job, he went back to the locker room, and we never saw him, at least I didn't see him again, on the bench. Elton Brand, once again, was on the trip in Cleveland. Maybe that was something that was relayed from the general manager to Kevin Johnson, and Embiid had to go back to the locker room. Just speculation on my part. I have no idea. But what do you guys think of tonight's loss? A bad one, 36-23 now on the season. Back at home tomorrow, hosting the New York Knicks. Let's see if they can get a W tomorrow, because then awaiting is a 4-game West Coast trip, starting with the two LA teams on Sunday and Tuesday. Then on Thursday, they face the Sacramento Kings. Final contest on Sunday, the following Sunday, against the Golden State Warriors, Saturday, March 7th. So 610-632-0975. By the way, Cleveland 52-36, the advantage, points in the paint. Second chance points, 11-4. 4 of 8 for Cleveland, 1 of 8 for the 76ers in terms of their second chance points. Fast break opportunities, 2 of 9 for the Sixers for 4 points. Cleveland, 5 of 6 for their 11. Sixers turned the ball over only 9 times, so they protected the basketball, netting 12 points off of that. Cleveland, 19. Cleveland at being able to net the 12 points. Cleveland, 19 turnovers. Sixers capitalized on that for 15. 610-632-0975. Again, story developing. Joel Embiid, left shoulder sprain, left in the first quarter, did not return, and we'll await to see what his status is for tomorrow. I'm guessing he will not play against the Knicks. Drew in Westchester, thanks so much for hanging on. You're in the post on the Fanatic. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Devon, how are you, man?
Oh, man, this one was not good, obviously.
I'm disgusted, man. It's just this whole season has just got me completely. I mean, I was talking to Josh beforehand, and I was telling him, you know, I had one foot on the ledge already, and now I'm both feet are hanging off, man. And it's just like, I don't know
what's
what to
the
do,
problem.
You know?
What is it? Why did you have your feet dangling off in the first place, and now it's getting worse? What was the issue?
Just because these guys can't play together, I don't see any heart in this team that they want to play together. For some reason, this whole road thing has just got me baffled, Devon. I just don't understand it, how this team can be so horrible on the road, but yet play like, you know, all-stars at home. And
it has to be a mental thing. It's a tough mental toughness. Where's the toughness away from their home floor? I don't see it.
I don't see it either. That's why I say, you know, I don't see the heart. I mean, I don't know if it's heart, mental, I mean, whatever you want to call it. It's just, it's not there. And this team is just not clicking. The guys aren't meshing together. And when, you know, Shake Milton is your lead scorer in the game tonight, you know, and Tobias Harris and Horford do what they do, like you said, and Josh Richardson, I mean, it's just not acceptable. It's not acceptable, Devon. And I don't know what has to give. I mean, I understand we're, you know, we're missing Simmons and Embiid's hurt, and I don't see him playing probably for a good week or two, probably now with a shoulder sprain like that. I mean, that's probably going to take a couple of weeks to heal. And I don't see it getting any better from here, Devon.
No, listen, man, I appreciate the phone call. Drew, as always, thank you so much, man. 610-632-0975. There's really nothing encouraging from it to make you say that things will get better, because they're about to go on the road again, and I have zero confidence that they can win away from Philadelphia. After they lose those two to Los Angeles, which I think they will, okay? Which I think they will. This is just simply going to be one of those deals where, I mean, we're going to look at these games and say, I hope. They're going to lose those two to those Los Angeles teams, and their confidence is already shot. It's going to be even worse when they head to Sacramento, where Sacramento plays tough for Luke Walton, and going into Golden State as the getaway game. The getaway game is always a problem. Last game on the road, you're ready to go home. You're just trying to get out of there. Sorry. Keith in Upper Darby next on the Fanatic. What's up, Keith?
Hello?
What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's up, Devon? Great show, man.
Thank you, man.
Hey, man, let me just vent a little bit.
Please.
I'm, you know, hang on and listen to your comments. So, you know, I said at the beginning of the season, you know, the Sixers are just a slightly above 500 team. They let two hogs go. You know what I mean? We had a real bully down in Miami now, and then we let our shooter go.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Sixers, to me, are overachievers this year, you know, and I said this from the beginning of the season. And so what I'm looking at is, you know, basketball, you know, it's just all entertainment right now. You know what I mean? I didn't expect anything, so
wow,
nothing was guaranteed. This is real talk. I won a lot of money off the Sixers this year. But what I see
especially
with
on the road, right?
betting for them, on them, and against them. But here's the deal, man. It's something that I see with Ben and Joel Embiid that a lot of people not really looking at. It's like social, you know, psychological manipulation that they're using out there. What I'm saying is, Embiid, I don't think he believes what comes out of his own mouth. Simmons, he just don't care what the fans say. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we get on him, we call him a clown and a mute and all that stuff. But they are a two-headed monster on a five-body team. And what we saw tonight is, you know, without Joel Embiid and Simmons, this is what we are, man. You know what I mean? We can't lean on them so much is what I'm saying. Everybody else got to step up, bro. That's all I got.
Hey, Keith, great stuff, man. I appreciate the phone call. And I love what he said about Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid, when I listen to him talk and he says these things about being dominant and he wants to do this thing, he wants to do the other thing, and he has to have fun. And I even said it early in the year when he wasn't playing up to the standards that we all have seen from him. I said he wasn't having fun. And I didn't mean manufacture the fun. Go out there and genuinely enjoy yourself playing basketball. Go have fun. And when Keith just says that, he's spot on, saying he doesn't even believe what he's saying. Right, because he has to keep on saying the same damn thing every time, right? And you're like, wait a minute, why are you talking about this again? Why are you bringing this up again? I need to be dominant. Cursing on the air after he does whatever he does against whatever
team.
I'm
trying to be dominant.
I mean, I don't want to hear that. Just go do it. Just go do it. I don't need to hear it. You know what I want you to do? Go out there and be a leader. That's what I want you to do. Go be a leader. Go crush on the offensive end. Be a force on the defensive end where everything is revolving around your play and what you're doing and not your talking. Keith, great point about that. And listen, to the point of Ben Simmons not caring about what the fans say, he shouldn't care what the fans say. He should go out there and do what he needs to do as his job. But I understand what you're saying. He doesn't care about where it's almost like he's pointing his finger at you saying, yeah, whatever, I'm not going to do it and you're just going to have to deal with it. That kind of thing. I get it. I get that. Right? So, this is just so frustrating. So frustrating what we're seeing now, what we're witnessing now from the Philadelphia 76ers. And B getting hurt, as much as we get on his conditioning and all of that stuff, he did not plan on getting hurt tonight with his shoulder. All he was doing was trying to get some deep post position, receive the basketball, go to work, get to the free throw line, finish at the rim, whatever was going to result of the play, right? Whatever the result of the play was going to be, it was going to be. He didn't expect to get hurt. But when you've done what you've done, when you've talked the way you've talked, when you've underperformed the way you've underperformed in a lot of situations, like Keith just said from Upper Darby, nobody wants to hear your fake speak. They're going to miss you, want to see you out on the floor, just go out there and do your work. And it certainly will help if your other starters, which we thought were going to be fantastic this year, and Horford, Harris, and Richardson, they only give you 30 points tonight on like 12 of 35 shooting. Great job, fellas. 610-632-0975. Mike in Villanova, we'll start with you. Jerry, Abdul, Nick, and Nick. One open phone line. We just saw that, I believe it was Lance that dropped. So if anybody else wants to fill in, Lance calls back later, we'll hear from Lance as well. 610-632-0975. We're in the post following another Sixers road loss, their 21st of the season, 108-94 to the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're talking about it here on the Fanatic.
The Fanatic.
Harris with it into the lane. Oh, he dribbled it off his sneaker. Run out. Cleveland's going to get a jam with Colin Sexton. And the Cavaliers are up by 14. Are you kidding me?
Tobias Harris drop. Oh, going the other way. Colin Sexton with the dunk in the post. 610-632-0975. Josh Ravick producing the show, doing a fantastic job. Great work by Carl Namoli engineering the game back here at the studio. Brian Seltzer on the pre and post game coverage. And of course, Tom McGinnis there on the call throughout the entire game. Once again, 610-632-0975. Embiid out. Left shoulder sprain left in the first quarter. Sixers had more than enough time to pick things up. They tied the Cleveland Cavaliers in the second quarter, 27 all. Sixers up in the third, win that one by two. Jeez, 24-22. And in the final frame, losing that one by five, 31-26. Never able to change the lead. Getting as close as 5 points only. And, hey, you know, you just could not get it done. Led by Shake Milton in his 20 points on the evening, 8-14 shooting. 610-632-0975. Dominated on the glass, too. 49-32. Man, Let's go back to the phones. Mike in Villanova next in the post. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Devon, love your show, man. You're my favorite basketball analyst.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I was at the Villanova game tonight, and they had Kyle Lowry retirement jersey night, and he was there, and they had a nice presentation, and the crowd's going, showing him a lot of love at halftime. And I said out loud, I was standing next to this woman, I said, man, we had a chance to get that guy for the Sixers, an all-star competitor player who was fierce and relentless, I can't think of the word. She goes, that dog, the Sixers don't have that dog. That's what he's right there at center court. Mm-hmm. That was the Sixers. And I said, oh, yeah. And that was just the perfect thing. And then I look at my phone as we're leaving and see the Sixers lose to the Cavs. And I'm like, she was right. We don't have that dog. And there he was 3 years ago, the free agent. And I don't know, it probably would have been a lot different in so many ways if you have a guy like that that's a veteran on the court, that's an all-star guy that came up, that had to become a better player. Okay, he probably could have taught Markelle Fultz stuff. I don't know. So I just thought, I just wanted to see what you thought about that.
No, and yeah. While you are right in saying that they're missing a dog, and maybe someone like, or maybe Kyle Lowry could have helped out coming here to Philadelphia if they would have signed him to a free agent deal and just bringing something, injecting something into that locker room and infectious on the floor. But how about this, Mike, to your point and what your conversation was with the nice lady at Villanova, you had that dog last year and you let him go. He's in Miami wearing number 22.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah.
I guess at this point, you know, you said Elton Brand's on the road, right? He might need to take a step into that locker room and say exactly what we're talking about. Say, look, you, Al Horford, you have an all-star reputation. And you, Tobias Harris, and you, Josh Richardson, are guys who think you have a chance at being all-stars. You need to start acting like it, all of you. If someone needs to be a dog in here, and let's see who steps up, because that's all we got left.
The opportunity has already been there. They've had two player-only meetings. Mike, thanks so much for the kind words, man. Appreciate you jumping in with us here tonight. 610-632-0975. How many more player-only meetings do you need for that to be already delivered to everyone in the locker room? How many? These are veteran players that we're talking about. They don't need to be told by Elton Brand, Mike, that they need to go out there and do these things that you're talking about. That should already be within them. And while they are not leaders in that way, to be barking and grabbing guys by the jersey and, you know, whatever, smacking you in the back of the neck, saying, let's get it going, they do it their way. Maybe their way only works when you are winning. And yes, they are 13 games over 500. I got it. Should not be the case. It should be way more over 500, and their road record should be that much better. They are not. Plenty of issues with the Philadelphia 76ers, and now another with Ben Simmons already out. You top it off with Joel Embiid leaving the game with a left shoulder sprain. 610-632-0975. Lance in Arizona next in the post. What's up, Lance?
Hey, Devon. I don't know. Do you watch The Simpsons? Where, like, there was an episode.
I don't. Where
there's an episode where Chief Wiggum, Krusty the Clown, winds up killing himself in like this plane accident, and he goes, "Nothing to see here, people. Oh my God, a terrible crash." That's just how I feel about the Sixers season. But, like,
I mean, it's crazy because, look, Keith from Upper Darby called earlier and said, "You know what? I saw this was happening early in the season, and now I look at the year as pure entertainment."
To me, we talked over the summer, or when they signed Al Horford and all that stuff. I didn't think they were as good as they thought they were when they made those moves. I didn't like those moves. I didn't like last year when they made the move for Tobias Harris, because it pinned you in the corner of you have to re-sign him, otherwise you just gave up a really good young player who's probably going to be the fit for JJ when he leaves.
Right.
So to me, I never thought they were like a championship-level team. I thought if they got to the finals, they were going to get beat by better teams. I didn't think they were as good as the Bucks, although I didn't think the Bucks would be this good. But to me, I look at it this way. There's two things. First off, maybe their road problems stem from losing that game in Toronto in Game 7, because they haven't played well on the road since that game, really. And psychologically, maybe that's what the thing is.
Yeah, but they're not in Scotiabank Arena every night. You know what I'm saying? They've lost in Scotiabank Arena twice. That's okay. It's not okay, but that's okay. What happened to the other 19?
But I'm just saying, psychologically, maybe they go on the road and they say, well, they just can't get over that mental block of that happening. And that's the only thing I could come up with why they have that. And then I look at the moves with this is the other problem. I like Elton Brand, the person. He was a good basketball player for a really long time in different areas besides 76ers. When he got here, he was pretty much on. You should have hired somebody that had more experience. David Griffin's doing a hell of a job down in New Orleans. Now, I get he got Zion Williamson given to him, and he got the chance to trade Anthony Davis, but he makes smart moves when he makes the moves. I look at the 76ers, they're just, let's just trade Tobias Harris, even though we have a young rookie on a really good contract and a first-round pick, because he's a borderline all-star having a career year in a career year contract. So, like, to me, some of the moves didn't make sense. Like, Al Horford, I want a star. I need to bring another star in for them. And I take it away from Boston. And it helps Joel Embiid. He's going to help Joel Embiid. But then you didn't think about the other aspect of it. Well, he's 33 years old. He was already declining last year. He probably is not going to fit very well. But you just wanted to bring in that star. Like, the moves that you make, if you had somebody who was more experienced, I think they would have solved the league for what it is today and put better guys around them. Like, I talked with D-Lineman this weekend, and I said to her, I was like, think about it this way. You're paying Al Horford $28 million a year, right? You could have signed Dario Saric, who's only making $5 million this year or $4 million this year, and you could have paid Bojan Bogdanovic, who's on Utah, $2 million more every year in that contract. And you're still less money than Al Horford, and they're better fit for what you do, and you got some toughness because that's what Saric brought to you. So to me, they hired the wrong GM at the wrong time because he didn't have the experience that you would want to take a team to a championship level. He didn't have that experience yet.
No excuse for this loss tonight, man. Appreciate the call, Lance. 610-632-0975. Guys, we're coming right back. 25 minutes commercial free. Give you all your time, starting with Abdul, Nick, Jerry, Damian. Open phone line now after Lance's phone call. 610-632-0975. Sixers fall 108-94 to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Embiid gets hurt, left shoulder sprain. Unclear about his status for tomorrow night's game against the Knicks back here in Philadelphia. They are now 36-23, 9-21 away from the center. We'll keep it going in the post on the other side right here. 11 o'clock hour upcoming on the Fanatic.